Okay, we'll get started with tonight's lesson.
好，我们今天的课程现在开始。
We can name our sins to God the Father according to 1 John 1:9.
好，根据约翰一书的一章九节，我们现在向我们的天父认罪。
Remembering that this is a judicial process, it's a point of law, it's a legal process.
其实我们这样做是一个有法律根据的一个行动。
Because when we do name our sins, we're naming them to God as the Father and Judge, and He's the same Judge that judged our sins upon the cross.
因为我们向我们的天父认罪的时候呢，其实天父也是在我们，也是我们的法官，是在整个天堂法庭的法官，所以他是会来判刑的那个法官。
And as the Judge, He's also given us His promise that when we name our sins,And you don't even have to believe this is true, but if you name your sins to God the Father, He will forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
不管我们相不相信，但是呢，天父是会完全的饶恕我们，然后让我们再回复到完美的一个正义的状态。
And I say that because there's actually quite a lot of things that Christians don't believe that God will do for us, but He does, whether we believe it or not.
因为其实很多的基督徒啊都不太相信圣经上教导我们的这个上帝会为我们做的那么多事。但不管你信不信，上帝他就是会这样做了。
Now, of course, you have to believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior before you can receive salvation.
但是当然我们一定要相信耶稣基督，因为当我们相信了耶稣基督的他给我们的救恩，我们就接受到这个救恩。
But there are still many Christians who believe that you can lose your salvation.
但是还是有很多的基督徒呢，他会以为自己会失去这个救恩。
But God teaches us in the Bible, if you have believed in Jesus as your Savior, you can never go to the lake of fire. You will never be judged for your sins.
但是圣经教导我们的是，其实只要一旦我们相信了。我们相信了耶稣基督给了我们这个救恩之后，我们是一辈子都不可能失去这个救恩的。我们永远都不可能再被丢到火湖里。
That's under the concept of once saved, always saved.
这就是我们的一个很重要的基本观念，是一旦你被拯救了，你是永远的被拯救的。
But a lot of Christians, they don't believe that.
但是却有很多基督徒却不相信。
They think they can lose their salvation.
他们以为他们是可能会失去他们的救恩的。
But if you're a Christian, even if you think you can lose your salvation, you cannot lose your salvation.
即使是一个基督徒，你以为你有可能会失去你的救恩了，但是你还是真的不可能失去它。
See, what you think or believe is irrelevant, really. It's what the Word of God says. That's what matters.
Yeah, 因为所有的这个事情呢，是上帝说了算。
God says if you name your sins to Him, He will forgive you.
而上帝说，只要你对上帝认罪，他就会饶恕你。
Let's do that now.
我们现在开始。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this very important time that you've given to us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这么重要的一段时间。
We give thanks for your word, which teaches us your plan.
而且谢谢你给我们的这些话语，让我们能够学习到你对我们的计划。
And for the filling of the Holy Spirit being our mentor to teach us these things.
而且让我们能够圣灵充满，让圣灵成为我们的这个心灵导师。
And we give thanks for this opportunity to grow in grace.
我们感谢让我们能够在这中间有这样的恩赐，让我们可以成长。
And to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
而且呢，能够让我们在耶稣基督的智慧中成长。
And we give thanks in His name.
我们的感谢是奉主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, today we're going to be starting on a new topic.
我们今天要再讲一个新的主题。
And that is called the angelic infiltration.
好，我们要谈的是天使的渗透。
Okay, and before we look at that though, what I'm going to do is just to go over a question which was asked to me yesterday or the day before.
好，我现在要开始前呢，我要先回答一个之前问到的一个问题。
Excuse me. And that question was, how was it that Adam and Eve were able to have children?
哦，第一个这个问题呢，就是说亚当跟夏娃怎么样会有孩子的？
And from their children, how could they have more children?
而且他们的孩子怎么样可以有更多的孩子？
Because it looks a little bit strange when you, if you're just reading the, like Genesis chapter 3, for example, and in Genesis chapter 4, it talks about how they had Cain and Abel, and then you think, well, how are they going to have other children?
因为你如果从这个创世纪的第三章，你在看的时候会觉得，诶，很奇怪啊，亚当夏娃怎么生出了孩子，然后他孩子们又怎么生出了下一代？
The answer was obviously that they had daughters as well.
那这个答案呢是因为亚当跟夏娃不只有了儿子他们其实也有女儿
And it was the sons and the daughters they were able to procreate which means obviously they had sex and then they had children
而他们的很明显的是他们的儿子跟女儿是有在继续交配 而生出更多孩子
You have to remember that when Adam and Eve were created as the first humans and obviously we didn't come from evolutionBut these first humans were perfect in every aspect of their DNA.
我们要先了解的就是说呢，这亚当夏娃他们是第一代的人，而他们在那个时候，他们所有的这个后来的后代都不是经由所谓的演化论而来，而他们那个时代的人，就是亚当夏娃，他们在前面的时候，他们所有的基因是完美的。
Now, once they sinned and they were kicked out of the garden, then that's when God changed the environment. So now you have the environment being cursed. Mutations and you have diseases, the environment being cursed.
而当亚当跟夏娃他们犯了罪，然后上帝把他们踢出了伊甸园，所以他们所接触到的整个环境就不一样了。在那个时候就有很多的不同的疾病，在开始侵袭人类。
Now, I don't understand the biology behind it, but we now know that if people who are very close relatives, genetics, if they have offspring, then those offspring have physical or mental disabilities.
当然呢，在这个遗传学里面哈，就有讲，就是说如果兄弟姐妹，如果他们产生后代，然后是有的时候会有所谓的这个遗传的一些疾病。因为他们是不同的那个基因有问题的基因两个就兄妹如果交合生孩子的话那个疾病就会真的显现出来
And that's because in today's genes and the genetic structure we have there's mutations and there's things where the genetic structure has deteriorated and so with those close mutations coming together that's where you have disabilities
那是因为就是说在现在的时候呢因为我们每一个人的基因组合是中间是有一些缺陷的所以当两个有缺陷的很相近的缺陷在一起合在一起的时候那这个生下的新的婴儿他就一定会有那个缺陷
But in the first generations after Adam when they first began having children and grandchildren etc that wasn't a problem
但是呢在最开始的时候亚当跟夏娃他们的生的孩子因为他们的整个基因是没有受到环境各种的侵害所以他们基因是完美的在完美的基因与完美的基因的结合下生出来的孩子他们的基因原则上也应该是Okay、yeah.
And even during the time of Abraham, Abraham married his half-sister, and that was Sarah or Sarai, and then his child Isaac married Rebekah, and they were cousins, and there was no problem, and that was actually designated by God. God had allowed that. God brings people together for marriage. It was no different for them.
而像亚伯拉罕呢，他也是跟他的半个妹妹，应该是跟他是同父。异母吗 Are they from same father?
Same father and different mothers.
Yeah, 他们可能他跟莎拉结合但是莎拉应该是他同父异母的妹妹那他们在一起然后显然他们生的孩子好也跟他们的一些亲戚好成为夫妻那这都是上帝在那时候就允许的
Abraham himself lived a very old age. He lived up to about 185, I think it was.That's Abraham, and then Isaac was about 160 or something, if I remember correctly. So Isaac lived a long time. But he was born from his father and his mother.
I thought most of people, they live more than 900 years.
In the beginning. But see, Abraham was getting down to about the 20th generation after Adam.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking a couple of thousand years at least.
就是像即使那个亚伯拉罕他是大概是从亚当算下来二十几代了哈。所以他的年龄还可以活到185岁，然后他的儿子那个 Isaac 直到165岁。
Okay, now we say it was a long time, but in those days, and we'll look at a chart, but actually as the generations came through, the age drops about 20 years every time, or 30 years sometimes.
从这样回头看当时的人哦，他们大概每一代都会少20岁的生命。
And then by the time you get down to David, for example, and this is like 1000 BC, the age seems to have averaged out to about what we have nowadays, about age 60 to 80 years old.
然后到了大卫啊，差不多就是西元前1000年，大卫他们那一代就已经就是跟我们现在差不多，就是大概活个80岁、70-80岁这种状态。
You have the Dark Ages though, in about 1000 years ago, and they call it Dark Ages or the Middle Ages. The age really dropped down. Maybe 30 or 40 years was an average life because there were so many diseases and medicine, modern medicine had yet to take effect.
而在这个西元一千年左右，就是等于是我们现在的一千年以前，那个时候呢，整个就是称之为黑暗时期。因为黑暗时期的时候，那时候的人命就很短，都在30-40岁。原因是那时候有太多的病菌，可是呢，却在现代的医学还没有开始，所以那时候人的那平均年龄非常的短。
And actually what we're seeing with today's coronavirus, this is just a sort of an extension of this cursing that's been happening in the world since the time of Adam.
而像我们现在讲的现在的这个冠状病毒，它其实根本就是一个延续下来的一个诅咒，自从这个亚当夏娃以后。
But you know, we can also appreciate the miracle of medicine, I say a miracle, and how God does provide the ability, the mental ability and the technical ability for people to create vaccines and create medicines to overcome these things.
但是我们也要感谢神，他也让我们有这些像现代医学的奇迹，好，可以去发展这些，不管是从心灵上的或者是技术上的，应该说智慧上的或者是技术上的这一些发明，可以来解决我们很多的病痛。
But all the way through history, God is in control. And again, you go to like Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time to be born and a time to die. And that's in God's plan. Your time of birth and your time of death has been written in this book, really, billions of years ago.
而且呢，我们要理解，这些不论发生什么事情，都是在上帝的计划里。就像圣经上说，我们的每一个人的生与死，在几千亿年前就已经被写在一个本子上。
That book is called the Divine Decree, which basically means the plan of God.
所以这个书就叫做神圣的 decree.
Decree. And the decree means, you know, what God has said. This is what's going to happen. His plan, God's plan.
这本书就有点像叫做神圣的记载。
Okay, but that's a big subject, and we can look at that in the future.
好，这是一个很大的题目，我们以后可以再来谈。
Okay, but the point is that when Adam and Eve had children, you know, their children were having children.
所以亚当跟夏娃他们有孩子，而这些孩子也有他们的孩子。
And they were having many children, actually.
而且他们生的很多，生养众多。
Okay, I think you can, I'll bring this up on the Zoom here. You can see the slide. Let's do a screen share. Now, this is Genesis chapter 5.
这是在创世纪的第五章。
This talks about the first in the line. Now, what is mentioned in the book of Genesis chapter 5, this is the line coming down to the Messiah, the first part of the line from Adam to Jesus Christ.
那这个第五章所提到的整个他的创世纪第五章提到整个亚当跟夏娃他的那一条线，就他们的子孙的整条线哈。一直谈，等于是这条线会一直到弥赛亚，就是耶稣基督的诞生。
And you see this happening quite a few times through the Bible where God sort of stops occasionally and then he writes in a list of names, which are going to be the names from Adam down to Jesus Christ.
所以你看到在这边记载的很清楚，就是上帝他把这些名字要都列罗列出来，要让大家理解从亚当一直到耶稣基督整个他们的遗传的整条子孙的家谱。
And you have this in the Old Testament and the New Testament as well.
也有所谓在旧约还有新约上面都有记载。
So in Genesis chapter 5, you have the list of names which are going to go from Adam down to Noah because this is the line of Jesus Christ.
而这个第五章这个创世纪呢是从亚当一直记录到诺亚。而这个这一条线这个谱系呢也就是后面会再往耶稣基督的谱系来讲。
Now eventually you're going to have a list. Luke talks about the line from Jesus Christ all the way back to Adam.
在路加福音里面有特别提到就是从耶稣基督回推到亚当他的整个谱系。
Let me just check for a sec here because we've got two lists and one just goes back to Abraham. That's in the Matthew book.、Mm-hmm. And then the other goes all the way back to Adam. So in the book of Matthew chapter 1, we start at Abraham, we come down to Jesus Christ.
所以马太福音的第一章里面就有从这个亚当一直谈到耶稣基督。
Okay, and so from Abraham to Jesus Christ is 3 times 14, so that's 52 generations, right? 42.
就是所以三个十四代，所以是总共四十二代。
Okay, and if you go from Adam to Abraham, that's 20.
从亚当到亚伯拉罕是二十代。
So altogether, you've got 62 generations from Adam to Jesus Christ.
So 亚当到亚伯拉罕是二十代，然后亚伯拉罕到耶稣是四十二，所以总共是六十一代。就是耶稣基督是从亚当算下来的第六十一代。
Not that many, really. We're talking about from the beginning of human history to the time of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，从人类的历史一直到耶稣基督，也不过才六十一代，也没那么多。
Yeah, and then from the time of Jesus Christ to now, that's 2,000 years. And if you say that there's one generation every 25 years or every 20 years, maybe 80 or 100, let's say 100. 100 generations back to the year zero for us.Plus 62, back to the time of Adam. So it's no more than 200 generations from now to the time of Adam and Eve. Approximately
160. 好，所以如果从那个亚当到耶稣是差不多六十代，耶稣到我们现在来讲，如果是每一百年有五代好了，两千年才一百代，所以从亚当到我们现在也不过就是160。最多200代。
Okay, now I'm getting a bit sidetracked here, but the verse I want you to look at is going back to Genesis chapter 5, and it talks about how Adam and Eve had sons and daughters.
那我们看这个创世纪第五章里面就是讲到亚当跟夏娃他们后代他们的孩子孙子们。
Okay, well actually it says that Adam had sons and daughters, and we assume that he had the same wife.The Bible doesn't tell it. Maybe Eve died and then he got a new wife or something. But it says in Genesis chapter 5 verse 4, you can read that here, it says that Adam, and when it says he, it's not referring to Seth, it's referring to Adam here. Okay, so you can read Genesis chapter 5 verse...
创世纪五章第四节里面说亚当他在世八百年而且生了儿子跟女儿。
He should have a man called Seth.
Seth,
his son. Yeah, Seth. Oh, Seth, okay. Originally, it should have been Abel who would be the son, but he was murdered, right? And so now we have Seth coming along later. So Seth is the next in line after Adam, down to the line of Jesus Christ.
因为亚当的第二个儿子被老大杀了嘛，所以亚伯就没有了。然后真正传承的是后来再生的这个赛特。
Shouldn't have been Cain because he was the eldest.
Well, Cain was a murderer, so I don't... Well, there's been murders in the line.
No, the
line doesn't go through the eldest. And you notice that in many, many cases, it's not the oldest son who is the line. So that's irrelevant where, how old they were. You look at the 12 sons of Jacob, Israel.
Jacob.
Yeah, and the line goes through Judah, and Judah is the third son, I think. See, the oldest son didn't get the privilege of being in the line.
那个刚刚在讲的就是说其实所谓真正在 传承的不见得一定是大儿子，就是有很多案例他都不是传给大儿子。
And we see that one of the greatest sons, the greatest of the descendants of Jesus Christ was King David, and he was the eighth of all of these sons. You know, Jesse, his father, had many sons, but the line came down to David, and he was the youngest son.
就像大卫王，他其实是他们家的第八个孩子，也不是第一个。
God decided who was going to get the line of Jesus Christ, but if you're in the line of Jesus Christ, that was a great privilege.
所以上帝他会决定到底谁是被传真正传承的那一条线。那如果能够成为后来会生出这个耶稣基督的那条线的这些祖先们，他们真的都非常觉得是受恩宠的。
But that doesn't mean that whoever's in the line is a great believer. Some of these people that are in the line of Jesus Christ were horrid people, murderers.
但是并不是说在耶稣他的这一条传承的整条线上就一定是很好的信徒。这中间在耶稣他上面的一些祖先也有蛮糟糕的人。
If you look down at the kings of Judah,Because the line of Jesus Christ comes through the kings of Judah via David and Solomon and Rehoboam. And then you get into their great-great-grandsons, for example, and they were horrible murderers.
你看 就像耶稣他上面的，这个是犹大的这一系，他里面有大卫王，有所罗门王等等，这么棒的人。但是其实后来也有好多，就是有那个所罗门王下面的孙子、曾孙子，其实是很糟糕的人。
Yeah, one of the kings down from David, he's called King Manasseh. And it doesn't say exactly in the Bible, he cut somebody in half. And they think it's Isaiah, that he took the prophet Isaiah and cut him in half.
大卫王下面一个王叫什么？
马拿西
。
他就很恐怖，他把那个先知以赛亚，把先知以赛亚给杀了，所以他很可怕的杀人犯。
But he's in the line of Jesus Christ. He's one of Jesus Christ's great, 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 great grandfathers.
而他是耶稣基督的真真真祖父哦。
It's very difficult to look at why these people are in the line of Jesus Christ, but that's, you know, God knows why those people were there.
所以说为什么这些人会跟耶稣基督有关呢？那是由上帝在决定的咯。
But we're particularly looking at the time of history between the time of Adam to Noah, because that's going to lead us up to the angelic infiltration.
而我们今天呢，特别要注重的是呢，从亚当一直到诺亚的这一条线，因为这个地方会提到所谓的这些天使的渗透。
Okay, now I'll bring your attention to this graph here.And this seems fairly accurate, I think. It's, if you look in the table we were just looking at in Genesis chapter 5, it gives you the dates and the years of the ages of these first 10 generations.
那我们现在在荧幕上带出来的这个表呢，是把亚当下来的时代，每一个人他们的生命时间表。
Okay, now the other day we were talking about Enoch, who he lived to 365 years, and then he was no longer. He just wasn't around anymore.
以诺呢，我们那天有提到，以诺呢，他是在亚当出生后的622年，亚当之后的622年出生的。那他呢，只活了365岁，而且他不是死哦，他是就不见了。那天我们提到他是就不见了。
Yeah. And there's a part of that verse I missed out because it says actually for God had taken him away, and I missed out that part in my teaching the other day.
对，他其实那个在圣经里面有提到以诺他是被上帝带走的，上礼拜天没有讲到。
Yeah, but it doesn't say where God took him to, but again from the doctrine that we're learning, we know that could only be paradise. He couldn't go anywhere else.
我们那时候是在说以诺呢，他按照这个逻辑来说，他应该是在地底下的乐园里。
Yeah, see, people might say, well, where did God take him? But he had to take him to paradise.
因为有人会问说以诺被上帝带到哪里去了，那我们是觉得应该他是在被带去乐园了。
From this line here, the average age is going to be nearly 900 years old if you look at these first 10 generations.
所以如果从这张表上来看呢，这其实就是都是把这个创世纪的第五章的这些亚当子孙的年龄做了一个比较，他们在前十代几乎都活到将近要都是八九百岁的。
Now these years, because you have the blue lines here and it says years before born, which means the years after the time of Adam, this actually relates to the time outside of the garden, not from the time of the beginning of Adam.
而这个零的年的这条线呢，是应该是代表的是亚当他被赶出伊甸园的那个时候算起。
And we don't know, the Bible doesn't tell us how many years Adam was in the garden for before he was kicked out with Eve.
因为在我们的圣经里并没有提到说亚当到底在伊甸园住了多久，他才被踢出伊甸园。
Yeah, we can only speculate. For example, we'd have to ask, well, how long was he there by himself before God realized he needed a wife, and then how long was he married for with Eve before she failed the test, for example?
Yeah, 比如说我们都没有办法知道到底亚当是一个人独自在伊甸园多久之后那个上帝才决定要创造夏娃来陪伴他然后多久之后他们又犯了罪才被踢出伊甸园
If Adam is just a normal kind of a guy, you know, after a couple of weeks, he's going to get lonely. And then God's probably thinking after 2 weeks in the garden, he's like, oh, I need to make a helper for Adam.
那如果他是一个一般正常的男人，他如果一个人在那个花园里，就算两个礼拜，说不定他都会觉得非常非常的孤单呢。所以神就可能要帮他创造一个夏娃了。
And if Eve is like a normal woman, after a couple of weeks, she's going to fail the test already because she wants to know what's with this fruit.
而如果是这个夏娃是一个一般的一个女人的话，她大概在。伊甸园里面两三个礼拜他也大概就已经要犯罪了就已经会没办法忍受那个引诱要去摘那个果子吃了
yeah, So it could have been just 1 month from the time Adam was created to the time they were kicked out of the garden
所以也有可能亚当被创造到他们亚当夏娃被踢出伊甸园说不定就只有一两个月而已啊
But I'm just guessing, and it could have been 50 years or 100 years or 500 years. We really don't know.
但也有可能他们是真的100年或是甚至500年甚至更久他们才犯了这个罪才被踢出伊甸园。我们都不知道的。
Yeah, but one day you'll get to heaven and you'll be in heaven forever, so you'll have time to find Adam and you can ask him, how long were you there for?
当有一天我们也要去天堂的时候我们会在天堂遇到亚当那时候我们就可以问他了。问他们说到底你在伊甸园待了多久
Okay, so it's quite interesting to look at this graph and then see the different ages, starting with Adam 930 years after the time they left the garden and before he died.
所以呢在这张表上比较清楚的部分就是亚当离开了伊甸园后他活了930岁他才死。
Now, before we get over to Noah, there's just one other person I want to mention here, and this is Methuselah.
好那在以诺他的下一代
Methuselah
马土沙拉
So Methuselah, he actually holds the world record for having the longest age in human history.
所以呢马土沙拉他在人类历史上活最久的人因为他活了969岁
969 years. That's his record. And what actually that meant for him, if you look at the line here where he was actually born while Adam was still alive.
而在马土沙拉他生的那个时候你这样看哦是在亚当离开伊甸园687年。那个时候马土沙拉生出来的时候亚当还是活着的哦。
And if you follow the line down, so that's 550 to 930. So about 400 years that you know, Adam could enjoy time with his great, 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 great grandson.
所以其实亚当他当他跟马土沙拉就是他生马土沙拉生出来的时候亚当还可以跟马土沙拉相处400年呢。
Okay, remember in English, you have your grandchildren, that's your children of your own children. And then every time you go another generation, you just add on a great. So great, 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 great grandchildren, for example, is 4 generations. But this is, how many generations we got here?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
7.
There's Lamech as well.
Okay, right. Yeah, but we're just talking about Methuselah. It comes down 7 generations.
So, 马土沙拉是亚当的第七代曾孙。
And Methuselah was actually the grandfather of Noah, and he spent many years with Noah. Yeah, almost, it looks like about...
Almost 400.
Yeah, so he could have spent 400 years with Noah, with his grandchild.
而马土沙拉呢，又是诺亚的曾祖父。诺亚生出来之后，他还可以跟他相处将近400年。
And these people were great believers.
这些都是非常伟大的信徒。
Well, we know Methuselah was a great believer.
因为马土沙拉在圣经上就记载他是一个非常伟大的一个圣徒。
And he got a lot of his information from Adam. So he knew what was happening in the garden. This was told directly from Adam to Methuselah. Methuselah knew what was happening in the garden.
而马土沙拉出生后呢，其实他是认识有机会跟亚当相处的，所以那个时候他们的这些人都是知道到底在伊甸园发生了什么事情。
Okay, now we're going to stop there. We're going to close down the Zoom. We'll just have a 5-minute break and then we'll open up.
我们休息5分钟再请大家回到 Zoom 来。